My name is Nancy Weiss. I'm the general counsel of a federal agency called the Institute of Museum and Library Services. And I think what I'd like to do is just tell you about what IMLS is, that's our acronym, and also to provide a couple of thoughts on why we are a sponsor of this study and why we think this is very important. So with that in mind, first, the Institute of Museum and Library Services is an executive branch agency. It's an independent agency, and our mission is to connect people to information and ideas and to further knowledge. We do this by promoting museum, library, and information services. In addition to providing support to the nation's 123,000 libraries and 18,000 museums, we engage in research and data collection to identify needs for, trends involving, and the impact of museum, library, and information services. In this regard, we have a role in advising the President and Congress. The Institute works at the national level, coordination with the state and local organizations to sustain knowledge as well as enhance learning, creativity, and innovation. We also engage in international discussions and deliberations involving access to information and the knowledge economy, as well as the conditions that stimulate innovation and creative expression. A little bit more background, we work with a full range of libraries, including public school, academic research, as well as the full range of museums, which includes science and technology centers, zoos, botanical gardens, art, history museums, and children's museums. We consider these institutions key to creativity and innovation, and they are learning laboratories. We actually partner quite a bit with the National Academy of Sciences and are currently supporting studies in how people learn science in informal settings, as well as looking at supporting a board on research data. So why do we care about this project? I think first, we're very supportive of or very interested in information services writ large. Our U.S. has a long, long history of promoting access to information and ideas to stimulate creativity and innovation. I can talk for hours about the values of the country going back 200 years. Information is the currency of a democracy. How when a group came together that was dispersed and uneducated, it was important to ensure that people had access to government information so that they could participate in the democracy, and also access to information that could stimulate the economic activity. Why do we care about copyright in particular? I just thought it would be interesting to talk, to just note that as we celebrate the 300th anniversary of the very first copyright law, the libraries were there from the outset. If you go back to the Statute of Anne, there's a requirement that said that publisher had to deliver materials before publication was made, their materials to the Royal Library, the libraries of the universities, and the law libraries. Excuse me. So government libraries, law libraries, and also the university libraries for their use, and the overall purpose is to stimulate learning. Again, our own copyright law builds upon that in advancing science and the useful arts, with the assurance that materials that are protected by copyright, I think I keep going in and out here, are made available to the public, because that is the goal, to ensure access so that people can use the materials and continue to build upon them. The other reason that we care very much about the topics here is because libraries and museums are creators, publishers, distributors, and users of content. They provide raw materials and serve as libraries for others to create and innovate. We actually just have been working with the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, exploring how individuals create content in the museum and library setting. So in short, they rely on and are the beneficiaries of a very robust intellectual property system. So you have quite a lot of work cut out for you, and I think that we're interested in this because we do think it's important to have a baseline estimate of the magnitude and categories of U.S. economic activity affected by copyright, with a discussion of the range of business models dependent on its protection and the range of business models that are dependent on access to information that's in the public domain as well as those that are affected by limitations and exceptions. As somebody who does negotiate quite a bit internationally, it's very hard to be – we all take certain values for granted about the importance of having information available. But it's in some of the discussions, it's hard to be able to give scientific data and quantify the impact, although we know it is essential for creativity and innovation. I think I'll stop there, but just wanted to say hello, explain who we are, and why we care about this committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much.